Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The love of the great and gracious host, who gives bread to the hungry. The grace of the bread of life, who gives himself for the sake of the world. The strength of the Spirit, who sustains us in the wilderness with the gifts of heaven. And the eternal joy of all God's saints gathered around the supper table of the Lamb, be with you all. The Bible's book of Acts tells us in chapter 2, verse 42, that the first Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayer. Men and women from different cultural and social backgrounds served together as ministers, offering hospitality to friends and enemies, neighbors and strangers. Because the early church generously cared for the needs of others, Jesus' people quickly gained a reputation for being a healing community. As a result, the number of Jesus' followers grew rapidly. So what was it that motivated the abundant kindness of the early Christians? It's quite simple, really. The early Christians were quick to share because the Scriptures told them that God is one who is very much interested in blessing the world and seeing to its flourishing. God's people were blessed by God in order that they might be a blessing to the world. Indeed, the early Christians understood that they had been co-missioned by God to bless as God does. In other words, if the church is to be known as God's people, then it's best we imitate who God is and what God does. So if God is generous in blessing, then it follows that we should be generous in blessing too. With their imaginations shaped by the living Word of God, the early church was quick to joyfully share the bread of life that brings blessing and healing to the world. No wonder the church flourished. One of the most powerful things we can do, and which we never can seem to do enough of, is speak words of blessing. Indeed, the book of Proverbs describes the curative properties of words. For instance, Proverbs chapter 18, verses 4 and 20 tell us, "A person's words can be a source of wisdom, deep as the ocean, fresh as a flowing stream, and good talk is as gratifying as a good harvest." Proverbs 15, verse 4 notes that kind words bring life, but cruel words crush the spirit. And Proverbs 12, verse 8 adds, "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." With all of that in mind, I invite you to experience the story of Jesus and his people by breaking bread and speaking healing words with this liturgy of bread and blessings. Perhaps there's no better way to begin than to bless God by singing the following prayer.
A means of your peace. Where there's hatred grown, let me sow your love. Where there's injury, Lord, let forgiveness be my sword. Lord, make me a means. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Where there's sadness here, let me sow your joy. When the darkness nears, may your light dispel our fears. Lord, make me a means. Thank you. to seek and to share. Less to be consoled than to help console. Less be understood than to understand your good. Lord, make me a means of your peace. Lord, grant me to seek and to share, to forgive in thee, you forgive in me, for to die in thee is eternal life to me. Lord, make me a means of your peace.
What follows can be used at a mealtime or as a standalone experience. If done at a meal, feel free to do it up nice with the good dishes, a centerpiece of fresh flowers, and so on. Some of you may be doing this on Saturday night as a way of entering Sabbath, but you're welcome to share bread and blessings at any other time of the day that suits you best. My point is simply this: you have permission to be creative. Use these prayers whenever and wherever it works well for you. Whether you eat with family around the dinner table or with friends around a picnic blanket at the beach, you will for sure need 2 candles, a basin of water, along with a cup and a hand towel, and 2 loaves of bread. If you don't have bread, have something else you can munch on. Please read the words in bold in the liturgy. If you choose to set aside this recording, no problem. You're encouraged to have different people take the lead in reading through the prayers. Finally, you can pray these prayers with others or by yourself. If you're on your own, please keep in mind that you're not alone. There are other people in other locations sharing bread and blessings with you. As you eat, remember, you are taking part in the Great Communion of Saints in a very real sense. Having said all of that, if you need to collect some things, I'll give you a few moments to pause your playback device and get the table set, so to speak. Now that you're ready, let's begin. In Jewish tradition, lighting candles at sundown on Friday is the last act of the work week, the literal spark that carries us into the Sabbath. One candle represents creation and the other redemption. They may also be signs that call us to remember from the command in Genesis and to observe from the command in Exodus. Please pray the words of this preparation prayer with me. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, author of peace. It is from you that we receive every good and perfect gift. You who made the Sabbath, grant us and all our loved ones rest on this Sabbath day. Giver of life and love, may the light of Sabbath drive out from among us the spirit of fear and the spirit of anger. Enter our years this day, that we may walk in the ways of your light. Grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and light one of the candles. If you're with kids, maybe let one of them do the honors. When you're ready, press play, and we'll continue. Let's pray the words of the creation prayer together. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, source of the universe, who brings forth light out of darkness. In love you made the holy Sabbath our heritage and a reminder of the gift of creation. Because of your abundant provision, we can rest on this day. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, source of the universe. Pause your playback device again and have someone light the second candle. Once that's done, press play. Let's continue praying together. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who liberates from bondage. In love, you made the holy Sabbath our heritage, and a reminder that you bore your people on eagle's wings out of captivity. Because you free us from all that enslaves, we can rest on this day. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, Lord of the Sabbath. In love you became the holy Sabbath, a heritage and a gift in whom we find our rest from sin, evil, and death. Because you are the light of the world, and because you call us to let our light shine before others in such a way that they may glorify our Father who is in heaven, we light these candles in prayer. As they give light to all who are in this place, may our lives, shining with your great love, give light to all we meet. Blessed are you, Jesus our God, Lord of the Sabbath, in whose name we pray. Amen. The practice of hand washing is reminiscent of the Jewish purification rituals, such as baptism, in which people would purify themselves in fresh, flowing water before making offerings to God. One of the household members, traditionally the oldest child, would bring a basin of water, a cup, and a towel. There are two ways to go about this ritual. One is that each person simply rinses their hands. The other option is for one person to take the cup in their left hand, fill it up, and then cleanse their right hand with 2 to 3 splashes of water. She or he then passes the cup directly to the right hand and cleanses the left hand with 2 to 3 splashes of water. In either case, when done, you can dry your hands off with the towel. As a mark of hospitality, many people will refill the cup for the person next in line. Similarly, it's common to hold the towel after drying your own hands and pass it directly to the person who follows you. Take some time now to pause your playback device. Once everyone's washed their hands, press play, and we'll pray the purification prayer together. Let's finish this part of the ritual by speaking the following words together. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, Holy One in infinite love, who purifies us through your commandments, cleanses us through the shedding of Jesus' blood on the cross, and sanctifies us through the waters of baptism. Because you chose and make us holy, we consecrate our hands for love and service in your name. Sabbath bread is called challah. In the Old Testament, Israelites were commanded to set aside a portion of dough every week as an offering. That gift to the Lord was called challah. On many tables, you will find 2 loaves of challah rather than 1. On Sabbath, we revel in abundance. We have a double portion of everything, just as the Israelites received a double portion of manna on Sabbath during their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. The blessing over the bread connects us to the process of work that has to happen in order for the challah to get to our table. Bread isn't just brought forth from the earth. It requires the work of many hands. The abundance of Sabbath comes with the responsibility to work to make a better world the other 6 days of the week. The abundant blessing of God enables us to share generously, which is what we do as we pass the bread around the table. Let's bless God for the bread by praying together. We'll sing the last half to the tune of the doxology. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, gardener of life, who provides the seed-bearing plants of the earth for our use. As the grain once scattered in the fields is now reunited on this table, in bread which human hands have made, reintegrate us with ourselves, our neighbors, and you as we enjoy these gifts. We join you at this table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. Abide with us and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee. Amen. Pause your playback device and pass the loaves of bread around. After the last person has enjoyed a piece, you can dig into the rest of the food if you're sharing the bread at a meal. While you're eating, or when you're finished, bless each person around the table. This can be done in a variety of ways. You can place hands on people, or you can simply raise your hands over them. You can even raise a glass and toast someone. You can also go around the circle and have each person bless the person next to him or her. Parents, you're encouraged to go to each child around the table and speak good words over them. If you're on your own, you can simply pray blessings for people who come to mind. You can speak your own words, but you're also free to use one of the blessings provided in the accompanying liturgy. When you're finished, press play and we'll continue. Enjoy! Many faiths and cultures have a grace before meals. Not quite as many have a grace after meals. The blessing after the meal is based on Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, where God's people are given this command: when you have eaten and are satisfied, bless. With that in mind, let's end our time together by blessing God with these words. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, merciful one, who sustains us with bread. We are blessed with compassion by you, and your blessing flows through us. Teach us to remember that it is not by bread alone that we live. Grant us evermore to feed on him who is the true bread from heaven, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, merciful one, and look with favor upon the homes of your people. Defend us against evil, and supply all our needs according to the riches of your wonderful grace. Make us sanctuaries of peace, love, blessing, and joy for stranger and neighbor, friend and enemy. Help us to follow you every step of our daily lives. May we always abide under the safe shadows of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
When you do it unto the least of these, you do it unto me, you do it unto me, you do it unto me. When you do it unto the least of these, oh, you do it on. to the one set apart. Oh. In a moment of grief, oh. You can be their relief.
Oh. When you laugh, shed a tear. Mm-hmm. Knowing Jesus is near.
Jesus is near.
When you step out in faith, mm-hmm. You are never too late.
When you do. You do.